Welcome to the Truth and Testimony Podcast. What up, family? Thank you for joining me. This is another great day to move forward, to push forward. Look, if you've been listening for a while or this is your first podcast, make sure to subscribe to the podcast no matter what platform you're on. That way you can always get the new update. I usually update this every single day, so that way you'll be able to get a taste of the content every single day. So please subscribe, share with your friends on all social media, all that jazz. Well, anyway, what I want to touch on today is it's a little theme. I encountered it last night, but I felt like I really needed to speak on it. But it's called the eye versus the hidden gems. And really, I wanted to speak on how much we let our eyes deceive us and how we let our eyes tell us about people what's not true. So, for example, and I don't know if the person I'm about to reference here is going to listen to the podcast. If he does, hey, this is a compliment. But me and my wife, well, I say this, my wife does gospel stage plays, and I help stage manage because I'd rather not be on stage. I'll gladly step on a stage to perform my music or to minister or whatever. Acting, I'd just rather not. But anyway, so my wife acts, I stage manage. We've been doing this with the same company for 3 or 4 years now. I think it's been that long. But anyway, there was a new guy that the director brought in. And by the look of him, you really didn't think there was much there, number one. Number two, and I'm just speaking from me specifically, but number two, when the director asked him to sing, you know, he didn't shy away from it. He didn't say, well, you know, don't put me on the spot. He didn't give all that jazz. He just opened up his mouth and killed. And to me, it kind of came off as arrogant a little bit. A little bit, it did. And then come to realize a couple of minutes afterwards, the Holy Spirit checked me and was like, hey, it's okay to be confident. You don't have to have this false sense of humility. If you're confident in yourself, you're confident, period. So, but anyway, I said that to say, we had our dress rehearsal for the play last night, and he gets up because he ends up not just coming to audition and to fellowship, but now he has a little part in the play that we're doing today. And he opens up his mouth to sing, kills, but you can feel the anointing on his voice. And again, it's just if you would just look at the package, then you would miss the hidden gems underneath. If you would just if you just looked at what was in front of you, you would miss what's underneath it. And it made me want to talk about this topic, because a lot of times we push people away for what they look like, or we push people away for just stuff that we judge in them from Jump Street. And the thing is, when it comes to people like that, usually those are the people that have exactly what we need. Those are the people that God has placed in our life for that moment, for that season, to bless us, honestly. Like, for example, I can think of, and there's probably more, but I can think of two biblical examples of this specific thing. One, I mean, both of them are big, but one I believe is on a larger scale than the other. But one of them is David, and speak on him in just a moment. All right, so David, he was one of Jesse's sons. We all pretty much know the story, that he was a shepherd outside in the field with the sheep, tending to his father's business. Samuel comes because God tells him that one of Jesse's sons is going to be king. So he walks in the house, and Jesse lines up all of his other sons except for David. And what Samuel did was go down the line. It was like, oh God, this one looks the part. Looks the part. They all look the part. God was like, look, you look on the outside, I look at the heart. So then he gets done. He's like, well, with the first 11, I say he gets done. He's like, well, hold on, you gotta have another son, because God didn't send me here just to tell me not to anoint anybody. So then he was like, yeah, I got David out back. You know what I mean? It was like he was pretty much rejected. Some scholars say he was rejected because he was not, he was like a stepchild. Some say like different reasons why he was rejected. But anyway, he was the only one outside working while his brothers were inside trying to be anointed king. And called him in. God said he was the one because he had his heart, anointed him. The rest is history, right? So that's just a perfect example of what I mentioned. It's like we look on the outside for features that we would like somebody to have. When we first think of our spouse, when we're looking for them, we focus a lot of the attention on the outside. We do. We focus a lot of attention on the outside. We focus a lot of attention on what we see instead of focusing most of the attention off what is actually inside the person, the integrity, the character of that person. We care more about what we see about them, what we see on them. And another thing that I want to dispel, talking about seeing stuff on people. A lot of times we say we have discernment. It's not discernment, it's paranoia. Like, we see somebody that looks a certain way and we don't want to be around them. Something just don't feel right, no? I don't got nothing to do with that. You don't have anything to do with that at all. You're afraid. And you use your paranoia and call it discernment. So that thing right there irritates the mess out of me. Like, just because somebody might look a certain way, you don't know what they're going through. You don't know what they're dealing with. You don't know what situations in their life that they're facing right now. But you just automatically judge them because of what you see. The next person was Jesus himself. You got Jews right now that are a part of that Jewish faith that are still believing that their Savior is coming because Jesus didn't come the way that they expected him to. Two reasons. He didn't come the way they expected him to. The Jews thought he was going to come as this great king and conquer the Roman Empire and set up Israel and all that good stuff. And it's like, no, like, I bet he was in there like, read the Bible. Like, that is not what that said. Anyway, he didn't come the way they wanted him to come. He also really didn't look the part. He didn't look the part of a king of kings. I think God does that on purpose. I truly believe he does. I think he does that on purpose with people. He puts people in our life with great power, with great wisdom, with great wealth, whatever, that don't look the part. And most people automatically shun them, 100%. Automatically shun them, throw them to the side. Don't think much of them, automatically just shun them. So let's make a conscious effort as we move forward in life to try to see people the way that God sees them instead of looking at them from the outside, because we don't know what hidden gems are in them. Our eye deceives us every single day. There's stuff in front of us that we don't see because our eye filters out certain things. There's stuff in front of us every day that we don't see. That's why when you go to look for a car and you see a car you like, you end up seeing that car everywhere. It's not like everybody just all of a sudden bought that car. It's that now your eye is open to see it. Your eye deceives you every day. So do not let your eye deceive you. See people the way that God sees them. Be open. That's the biggest thing. Also, a big thing about being successful. Be open. Don't be so closed off to your own way of thinking that you can't change your mind, that you can't gain perspective. So when people come up and they don't look the part, do not discount them. Accept them for who they are and treat them like they should be treated. Do not shun them, but accept them. And maybe, just maybe, you build a relationship, you'll see the hidden gems that are on the inside of them. Thank you to everybody who's listened to the podcast. Share on all your social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Subscribe to the page. Move forward. No excuses. And make your next decision your best decision. Have a good one.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.